You're listening to the All In IT Radio. Join us as we talk about everything related to information technology and some other random stuff as well. Help us try to find how IT relates to each and every one of us and what's really behind the story headlines. We are Swedes and we talk tech. Hello everyone, I am Kenneth. And first off, I must tell you that this will be a very different show from what you're usually used to. And if this happened to be your first experience of the All In IT Radio, well, please listen to another show as well. This is not how it usually sounds. This time I do not have a co-host with me. I'm running solo, but that is just as well, because this time I will play you some music. All right? What has this to do with technology, with IT, you wonder? Well, perhaps not that much. I just felt like playing some music. And actually, you will get some history lessons and a few IT reflections as well. You see, the only reason that I can play these songs is that they are released under a license which makes it possible for someone like me to play them. To be able to play commercial proprietary music. Can you actually use the word proprietary when talking about music? I don't know. Doesn't matter. If you want to play copyrighted music on the air or even publicly, or yet the worst scenario, on the internet, I don't even think you can get the licenses for that. And to just play something locally, to perform something, you usually have to pay some sort of fee to an organization that say that they represent the artists, even though the artists rarely get any real money from them. In Sweden, that organization is STIM and SAMI. These two organizations collect money from almost anyone. If you, let's say you have a barber shop or a shop of some kind where you greet customers and you sell something or whatever, and you want some smooth background music, perhaps play the radio, well, you have to pay. Even the school that I work at has to pay money to STIM, just so that the kids can play popular songs in music class and such. And as it usually is, the internet has really put these kind of laws to the test and put a strain on the whole economy and the whole thought behind how you pay for music. But then we have something that really solves most of these problems. And I will tell you a bit about that, but first we will listen to A Minor Theory with the song Dream in Blue.
Of
So that was Dream in Blue by A Minor Theory. And here we really return to the classical synthesizer music from the 80s, although this was recorded 2007. It was well-balanced, soft, and, well, kind of hopeful tune. It reminded me of bands such as Yazoo, the Norwegian group A-ha, and Ultravox. If you would like to download this song, you can find it at CC Mixter. And of course, links will be in the show notes. And you can download and listen to this song because it is released under Creative Commons non-commercial license. And that is a part of what I would like to talk to you about this time, the Creative Commons licenses and licenses like that. But I think we should start with another kind of setting. Imagine me. This was a few years ago, and it was a Swedish summer's night. I was out on a bike, actually, in the middle of the night. Could have been 3:30 or something like that. And I was delivering newspapers. It was an early Sunday morning. And if you haven't been to Sweden, you might not know this, but we actually have kind of warm weather here as well sometimes. This evening, I don't know, could have been around perhaps 18, 20 degrees Celsius, something like that. I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt, and that was enough. And the sun was below the horizon, of course, but you could actually feel in the air that it was on its way upwards on the sky. It would be morning just in an hour or two. And you heard it in the nature, you felt it in the air, this vibrant midsummer's air. And the birds in the trees were waking up, and still, it was quite dark. And at one point, I was standing in the light of a streetlight to see on my list which the next subscriber that were waiting for his magazine were. And in my earbuds, this song came on. And I fell in love with it almost immediately. I rewind and listen to it again and again because it is very beautiful. And now it's time for you to listen.
Thank you. call them home. Creatures calling on the ground beehive, busy buzzing sound and hills, hailing to the queen empires, towering over trees.
So with people in the houses all around, lying quiet, sleeping, and just me awake with my newspapers, this was what I heard. The song is called Listen, and it's by a collective of some sorts called Triad. And Triad is a exclusive Creative Commons group. It's about 20 musicians located around the world doing some sort of musical experiment. They've released several albums and none of them sound the same. Not even the songs on the same album sound the same. It's a global collective effort, as they say. And about this specific song, they say it's a blending of multiple styles with a specific focus placed upon classical piano. Listen is a mature work of melodic electronica. Share and enjoy. And it's created and released under a Creative Commons share-alike license. The Creative Commons licenses makes it possible to, or it even makes it the law. It's the norm that you explicitly have the right to share the music you hear. So if it is under a Creative Commons license, you always have the right to share it. If you buy a CD, at least in Sweden this is the case, you have the right, by the tape law as it's called, to make a copy of a song or two and give it to a friend or someone in your close family. But you may not make an exceedingly large number of copies, of course. But the thing with Creative Commons music is that you can make how many copies you like. You may play it any way you want. And the only thing that you are required to do is to tell everyone where you got it. And if you're distributing the MP3 file or OGG file, the music file, well, usually the name and the name of the song is embedded in the file as metadata. And like me, now I tell you who made it. And in the show notes for this episode, you will find links to the artist and the song. And thus I fulfill the demands of the Creative Commons license. But then there are a few different kinds of Creative Commons licenses, and I would like to tell you a bit more about those, but first we will turn to the London-based theatrical glam rock band Tabloid. And this sounds grand, doesn't it? They have been described as having influences from Queen, David Bowie, and others. And this is a song called The Junkie Violin Player, which I quite like.
Check off your little work. so much you could barely stand. Then he fell down to the floor and lost his consciousness for a minute or more. Oh no, the paramedics were ugly and rude. He ended up like every garbage can would. You should see this girl, the junkie violin player on the underground, playing hits, but it sounds like she's saying, you want it, you'll get it. She looks like a guy. She looks like a guy.
I like these kind of Brit pop punk inspired artists. And this track was released under a Creative Commons share-alike license, and you can buy their album on cdbaby.com if you want to support the artist. And there are, as I said, a couple of different versions of the Creative Commons license. It's share-alike, which is the basis of the Creative Commons licenses, that you have to share what you do. That is, you can remix it or, well, do stuff. You can build further art on the song that you have received, but you have to share what you created under the same license. And there are, as I mentioned before, a non-commercial clause, so that you may not make money on the track. Some have chosen to add that to their Creative Commons tracks. And then there are the no derivative clause, and that is, you may not remix or build something on this specific track. So these three things, you can puzzle together your own Creative Commons variant which suits your work. And the Creative Commons licenses are for music and images and texts. It's not for code. It's not for programs. There are other licenses that are more suited for that. And funnily enough, the next track is not under Creative Commons license. It's under an EFF license, Electronic Frontier Foundation. And this is mainly because it got released before Creative Commons really took hold, but the EFF license is comparable to the later Creative Commons. It's quite funny, actually, the story behind this song. There was a record label called Pandora Records, which was established in 1973, and they were active for over 10 years, but when the CD entered the market, they couldn't adapt. They were still pressing old LPs, so they went under, as other companies have done through the years. But the music they had were archived, and this archive had a contribution directory, so some other music as well got added to this archive, and that was the University of Washington's music archives, some music of Sir Galway, and some archives of the Advent Chamber Orchestra. And this complete archive, the Pandora Records archive, is available on the web as freely downloaded music files under an EFF license. And the song we will listen to is called When Johnny Comes Marching Home. And this song has quite a long history behind it, but we'll take that out of the song. The artist's name is Leon Lischner, and it was recorded quite a long time ago. Let's hear it.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah, we'll give him a hearty welcome then, hurrah, hurrah, The men will cheer, the boys will shout, the ladies, they will all turn out, and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. And we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home.
With your guns and drums and drums and guns, haroo, haroo. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, haroo, haroo. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew you. Oh, my darling dear, you look so queer. Oh, Johnny, I hardly knew you. Where are your legs that used to run? Haroo, haroo. Where are your legs that used to run? Haroo, haroo. Where are your legs that used to run when first you went to carry a gun? Oh, I fear your dancing days are done. Oh, Johnny, I hardly knew you.
The guns again, hurroo, hurroo. They're rolling out the guns again, hurroo, hurroo. They're rolling out the guns again, but they'll never take our sons again. No, they'll never take our sons again. Oh, Johnny, I'm swearing to you.
Johnny, I'm swearing to you.
Johnny, I'm swearing to you. Johnny, I'm swearing to you.
So, straight from the 70s, Leon Lischner and friends. This was from an album called Songs for the Dawn of Peace. And this is a traditional song, When Johnny Comes Marching Home. It has had a few different names through the years, but it is a traditional song mainly focused on those who survived a war. But Leon Lischner changed the lyrics a bit in this version to be more of an anti-war message in the 70s. And interestingly enough, if you search on Wikipedia for this song and info about it, you can find an old recording made by John Terrell of When Johnny Comes Marching Home with an older version of the lyrics. And this was recorded in 1898. And here it is.
Marching home again, hurrah, hurrah. My heart to welcome them, hurrah, hurrah. The people will feel the boys will shout and lose, and they will all turn out and roll, feel gay, when they march home. The old bells will feel with joy, hurrah, hurrah. So welcome home, my darling boy, hurrah, hurrah. The blue flags and laughing paper throws and silver through the way we roll. Day to day, when the guys come marching home. The day before the jubilee, hurrah, hurrah. The day the heroes bring candles, hurrah, hurrah. The laurel wreath is waiting home for fruit upon his loyal brow. And roll, day to day, when the guys come marching home. On that day, hurrah, hurrah, with all the letters they display, hurrah, hurrah, and let each one who is born to God, the children join the warrior's heart, and we will feel safe when Johnny comes marching home.
A voice that reaches us from 1898. That's quite something, isn't it? Now, to completely change the pace, we turn to a group which call their music Gypsy Electronica and has released a lot of songs and albums since 1998. I like the way they... Don't let me spoil it. Listen to it first. This is Hungry Lucy with The Standing Ones.
Thank you.
the word which comes to my mind is haunting. I really like the way they use a beautiful voice with both electronic as well as more traditional sounds. It's sort of a great mix of very different kinds of sounds. I really like it. All right. This is quite unusual for All in IT Radio to make a music episode like this. And another podcast which I've mentioned and which I actually do some episodes for from time to time is Hacker Public Radio. And Hacker Public Radio does not produce shows like this either. But a few weeks ago they actually did. It was a contributor called CC Music, who in episode 1051 of Hacker Public Radio, called Intro to the Music, played the song you will hear now. It's made by Sean Fournier, and it's called All I'll Ever Need.
This song may never make the radio, but that's just fine by me. Because the sound of her around is the only song I need. Maybe I'm crazy, but she could be my baby. That may be all I'll ever need. I may never make the silver screen, but that's just fine by me. The constellations in her eyes are the only stars I need. Maybe I'm crazy, baby, that may be all I'll ever need. Until the day they carry me away, I'll be a man of many words. But when it comes to her, I don't know what to say. Until I find the words that breach this, I'll be forever speechless. Maybe I'm crazy, baby, that may be all I'll ever need. Maybe I'm crazy, she could be my baby. That may be all I'll ever need. I said maybe I'm crazy, but she could be my baby. That may be all I'll ever need.
Once again, you have this Britpop kind of sound. I really like it. And as I mentioned, this is not a usual sound for HPR, but it was a very welcome exception, and it gave me the opportunity to hear Sean Fournier, who I probably never would have heard of otherwise. It was released under a Creative Commons license, exactly like the standing ones we heard just before. And I've been planning to do an episode like this on All Night Radio for quite some time, just haven't really been able to choose which songs I would like to play. It is hard. And I'm not saying that I absolutely love all the music that I play. It's just I want to play something that will perhaps make you aware of the different kinds of music that are out there. And now we will play a track that has been remixed. It was originally a song made by a singer-songwriter named Patricia Wake from Pittsburgh, USA. But we will hear the remix by The Dark Clan. The song is called Living in the Dark, and this is the Urban Flow remix by The Dark Clan.
I've been living between the days, in the quiet hours when the city holds its breath. Before the traffic pulses like blood in the veins of a newborn life already running to its death.
Thing is how different this is from the original, yet without actually changing the original that much. The Dark Clan made this remix for a performance in Milwaukee in 2010. Well, you have to really listen to the original song to appreciate how little and yet how much they changed the song. I will leave a link in the show notes so you can have a listen if you're into this kind of stuff.
I won't notice when you leave.
We're nearing the end. I just have a couple of songs left to play for you. And the last song in the program is called If You're Lost for Somewhere Else to Be. And it's under Creative Commons, non-commercial, non-derivative license. You can find it on the website jamendo.com, which features many of the songs that I've played in this episode. This is The Heavens, If You're Lost for Somewhere Else to Be.
For so long I don't know. For
And this is a very nice example of Brit pop, or Brit rock perhaps. It's a bit loud, but harmless and engaging. It is in its essence a very positive kind of music. And I mentioned Jamendo.com. This is a very good place to look for Creative Commons music. There are, of course, other sites on the net, like I mentioned before, the Pandora Archives. But it's a good place to start. Another place where you can find Creative Commons music is the podcast Rat Hole Radio, which you find at ratholeradio.org. Many, if not most, of the songs I've played for you today, I've heard there first. So, it's a good place to find new music. Not something that a few persons on the radio stations have decided that this is what you should listen to, this is what you should know about, but something new. And usually we, on All in IT Radio, play a Creative Commons track as an intro and outro song, as I did today. And the song this time was H2SO4 by Stefano Muccini. You find it on Jamendo, and it's a Creative Commons non-commercial share-alike license. And that is what I will leave you with today. Please follow us on Google+, follow me on Twitter, at Altinomite, A-L-L-T-I-N-O-M-I-T. And please, give us some feedback. Did you like this kind of format, this show? I can easily put together more shows like this if it's something you really are interested in. Otherwise, we will return to our usual format. And we have a lot of interesting things planned for the future for All in IT Radio. You will also hear quite a few interview episodes with me on Hacker Public Radio, but I will link to that as they get released. Have a wonderful life, everyone. Enjoy the music. Enjoy the Creative Commons. I am Kenneth, your host. This is Stefano Muccini.